Doc Wallach with us, final hour from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. Write that number down. Tom will take your text and tweets. I've got a few more email questions and the rest of your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, Tom will get your text and tweets. We'll take your phone calls and, of course, your email questions as well. And let us go to Jennifer in Santa Barbara to get started here. Hi, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Hi, Doc. Hi, George.
Hi.
I have a couple questions, if you don't mind. One about AFib and one about asthma. My grandma currently suffers with AFib, and she's on medication, but I was wondering if there's a way that she can manage it better with medication, I'm sorry, with food or minerals.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to appreciate there is two causes of AFib, none of which are cardiac. AFib is not a heart problem. Atrial fibrillation, you have rapid heart rate called tachycardia, your heart flip-flops. And the doctor will want to install pacemakers and those kind of things surgically. They'll give you drugs. The run-up cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars doing cardiac treatments, okay, or a back problem. It could be a degenerative disc disease. And how old is your mother?
Jenny?
Hello?
Yeah, how old's your mom?
85,
yeah. Okay, the odds are she has osteoporosis of the skull, okay, and squeezing the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, it can cause AFib. Also, I guarantee you she shrunk a little bit since she was 20. She may have shrunk a half inch or 2 inches or more.
Compress that spinal cord, right?
Exactly. Compress the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And so what we like to do, and how much does your mother weigh? What's her body weight?
She's about 120, 125.
Okay. Well, that's not bad, Doc.
Okay. And so what I would do, get her off all the bad foods to maximize absorption. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, that kind of stuff. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, any of the oils such as mayonnaise and salad dressing and cooking oils. And then absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. Get rid of all that, maximize absorption. And then at 110, 120 pounds in that area, she wants one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then I would give her one bottle a month of what we call MSM. It's a sulfur compound that regrows discs. It's what your discs need to rebuild themselves. And so I'd have her take six of those a day. It could be two at each meal or three twice a day, whatever is convenient for her. And they will support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, and bone matrix bone itself. And so if she has osteoporosis of the skull and or degenerative disc disease, the AFib will go away. And, of course, again, it's just really sad that the first thing the doctors go for are the defibrillators and pacemakers and that kind of stuff, and do put them on heart drugs and cut nerves and all kinds of stuff. Totally unnecessary and certainly very dangerous. And then, of course, at 80-something, the odds are she's going to have osteoporosis of all her other bones, which will be helped here. I would also throw in the vitamin D3. She could take three of those capsules twice a day. And I apologize. Did you say she had high blood pressure or anything like that?
Does she have what?
High blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and they're designed to support and promote healthy blood pressure, but also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And this is a lifetime deal. When it gets to, you know, the bad foods, got to get rid of them so she doesn't keep re-injuring her spinal nerves and her skull and that sort of stuff. But even people who are 100 years old can recover from these things if they take the supplements and avoid all the bad foods and promote maximum absorption. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Again, if you need further assistance, Doc's got a staff ready to help you at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. Download the free apps, too, in your app store, Critical Health News, and those apps are free. Put them on your smartphone, and then you can look at that website anytime you want. Doc, we have this email in from Joseph, and he says he is suffering from chronic stomach issues. What does he do?
Okay, well, again, we don't know how old this guy is or what he weighs.
I don't.
Okay. And so stomach issues cover a broad territory. It could be something as simple as gluten, but they get bloating and pain in their stomach. They get diarrhea. They get constipation, that kind of stuff. And usually they will have skin problems like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis. They get asthma or bronchitis. Those things all kind of go along with it. Gluten problems, so none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats. And then I would throw in one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I would throw in the ultimate enzymes, one or two of those, say 2 minutes before each meal, a couple ounces of water, and salt their food to taste, which is just the opposite of what a doctor would say. Salt is required by the stomach, specifically by the stomach, to make healthy stomach acid in the stomach so that you sterilize your stomach and there's no bugs in there to generate gas and pain. Also to help you absorb and digest minerals and digest proteins down to amino acids and so forth. You need to salt your food. So we have a wonderful pink Himalayan salt.
Is it also a probiotic issue, Doc?
It could be. Yeah, we actually have probiotics. And so, absolutely, things like root beer belly. It's kind of fun. It tastes like root beer and helps you with probiotics. And so, you're exactly right. George, you're doing good. A+.
I'm your fill-in. Let's go to Ted in Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ted.
Hello, George. Good to take my call. And hello, Dr. Wallach.
Hello, sir.
I listen to you as much as I can.
Great.
I was used to be pretty healthy until about 10 years. I'm 73 now. I weigh about 255. I'm 6'1". That makes me probably about 60 pounds overweight. That's one problem. But everything went downhill when I was diagnosed hypothyroid. I do take a lot of doctors misdiagnose that, but I did. I've been working to, I guess, solve that problem. I also have some SVT. I listened to your AFib lady. My SVT is occasional. It usually happens when I'm laying down, either at night or in the morning. Other than that, my blood pressure was slightly high. It was about 140, but I have medication brings it down to 125, 66.
All right, well, where does he begin, Doc? And he's 6'1", 255.
Okay, well, when you lay down and you have problems with heart rates and ventricular problems and so forth, the disruption of rhythm, and that only happens when you lay down at night. That's a positional thing, which tells you you have degenerative disc disease, the vertebrae are squeezing the nerves that control rate and rhythm of the heart. And it could be from the spine, the first four thoracic nerves between T1, 2, 3, and 4 being squeezed because they shrunk and degenerative disc disease. It could be also added to that, or by itself, osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the vagus nerve, the tenth cranial nerve, which can also cause these sorts of issues. And again, at 250, 260 pounds, I'd have him, get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, so wheat, bran, and oats. But he also needs to get rid of cruciferous vegetables because he has a thyroid issue. No cruciferous vegetables because they interfere with thyroid function. And we're talking about cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale. And the first scientific paper I ever wrote, George, I don't know if you know this, 500 sheep died in one night from environmental problems. I wrote the first mass death in America from a pollution problem. These 500 sheep died.
What did they eat?
They were getting nitrates in their drinking water, which is a fertilizer from the farm uphill from them.
Huh.
And it caused them to have hypothyroidism, and they all died in this one night because the temperature dropped drastically from 60 to 19 below zero.
Wow.
Okay? And they all, 500, died in one night, got it written up, got it all traced down, and published. And that's why they came to me with that big $25 million grant some couple of years later to do this big pollution project with 20,000 autopsies. So it was quite the thing. So I'm very familiar with that. So a guy his size who needs to lose 50, 60 pounds, he's got thyroid issues, I'd have him get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, brown, rye, oats, and cruciferous vegetables. No cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or kale. That's forever, okay? And then he needs two healthy brain and heart packs per month, two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And specifically for the thyroid issues, I would throw in what we call Ocean's Gold. And he could take three of those twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month. And they are made from the algae in the ocean and things, and plus extra minerals specifically necessary for a healthy thyroid. And most people are able to wean off of their medication if they're on thyroid medication in, you know, a couple of months when they do that. And to lose the weight, I'd have him get our keto caramel shake or the meal bar. Two of his three meals a day should be the keto caramel meal, okay? And if he's never done a keto meal, we actually have a little book called Energy Crisis, and he could read about the keto meals. And, of course, they have the healthy weight loss pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and he will lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. So, realistically, he could expect anywhere from 2 to 3 months to lose that weight and be down to about, you know, 185.
If he keeps at it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Ted, thanks. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
This one in from Daryl in Waco, Texas. I'm wondering if your guest would know of a food I can take to reduce my fat stomach, and how much cardio should I do each day? How much cardio
no
should
No food.
I do?
Don't eat.
Well, it's very interesting, George. That was a wrong theory. 125 years, America ran on the theory that if you're overweight or obese, you need to exercise more and eat less. Well, it turns out for 125 years, we followed that theory. And what did we get for that? We became the number one obese nation in the world. Because when people are overweight and obese, that means that they're actually deficient in any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients. And there's three of those nutrients, George. If you're deficient in any one of those, you'll be the 300-pound person, the 500-pound person, or the 800-pound person.
Regardless of how much you eat?
That's correct.
Huh.
That's correct. And so this is why we came up with the healthy weight loss pack and the keto meals. And get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, wheat, brown, rye oats, and sugar, and so forth. And we have such great joy in helping people. We particularly like these young kids. I had one little girl. She was, 14 years old, 220 pounds. And the boys would chase her and knock her down and pee on her and yell at her and scream at her and embarrass her and everything. Just 6 months in our program, she got down to 125 pounds, and now she's 20 years old. She weighs 105, and she is drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, she turned out to be the cheerleader at college and everything, and having the time of her life, and she's, you know, like 115 pounds now. Just being on our keto caramel shake or meal bar, you know, two meals a day, the healthy weight loss pack, and staying away from all the bad foods. And everybody can do this. So we had a pastor in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's 6 foot tall. He weighed just short of 500 pounds. And in 7 months' time, he was down to 167. And 7 years later, he's still 167 because he stayed on the program perfectly. And we do this with thousands and thousands of people every month.
Doc, how much of this is willpower?
Well, you have to be dedicated because there's always these temptations. Oh, you mean, can I have a cheat day? Can't I just have my fried chicken one day a month? Can't I have a piece of cherry pie? Well, no, there's gluten in the crust and sugar and all that kind of stuff. And you have to be obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff and obsessive about taking your supplements, and then you're going to prevail. But if you have to have that cheat day, if you just really can't give up...
whatever it is.
Yeah, the beer after work every day, because beer is made from gluten. It's made from wheat, brought around oats. You want to drink beer, drink Japanese or Chinese beer, because it's made from rice. You can do that and not get the gluten. But you have to be very, very obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff, as well as obsessive about taking the supplement program perfectly.
Let's go to Charlotte in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thank you for getting in.
For the doctor, I have adenocarcinoma lesion in the right lower lobe. I've already had my left lower lobe removed due to the same type of cancer. So my question is, what can I do to help my health, whether I decide on a lobe resection or radiation therapy?
Okay. Well, there's two things you have to do. You have to stop driving the cancer, okay, which means you got to get rid of all the bad foods, the processed meats.
Sugar, too, you know, Doc. Get rid of the sugar.
Well, you know, sugar, you always got to get rid of the sugar, anything that causes inflammation. You got to get rid of the fried foods, no exceptions, no oils because it becomes trans fats, heterocyclamines, and causes inflammation, no gluten so you can maximize absorption of the nutrients, and as Jart says, no sugar. And then, how much do you weigh now?
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Well, per 100 pounds of body weight, I would throw in one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month. That covers a lot of territory. One Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month has got specific antioxidant nutrients, including selenium. So if you weigh 150 pounds, I'd go for two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. I would also get the antioxidants to support your immune system. Your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer that's metastasized all over the place. It sounds, you know, like you've got some stage 3, stage 4 cancer here. So we got to be a little aggressive. And so I would throw in some antioxidants. And one of my favorites is Z-radical, Z like zebra dash radical. And it comes in a liquid form or the powder. Just you need 2 servings a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay. And then I also like from our Nature's Pearl division, our muscadine grape seed extract. It was a $120 million study. We bought that company specifically for that product. And it is one of the most potent immune system supporters in the natural health system. $120 million government grant. This is from Wake Forest University study. Okay. Beautiful study.
That's a huge study.
Yeah, it's a huge study. And you have to take per 100 pounds of body weight, 1 ounce. Okay, if you only weigh 120 pounds or 100 pounds or 90 pounds, you take one quart of this liquid, Nature's Pearl liquid muscadine grape seed extract. Take a tablespoon twice a day. That's a tablespoon's a half ounce. If you weigh 150 pounds or more, I would take 2 quarts a month. It'd be 1 ounce of breakfast, 1 ounce of dinner time. We have such great results. People's own immune systems want to protect them, but it requires this stuff for the ammunition to do the job.
Doc, since you've been doing this, and how many years now are you at this?
50 years.
50 years. Have you seen a change in technology that is helping to create some of the supplementation over the 50 years? Or is it just as easy 50 years ago?
Well, the advantage of 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago, George, is the animal industry was already 1,000 years ahead of us, okay? Because farmers didn't have health insurance for their cows and pigs and sheep and chickens and so forth, and they had to pay for everything out of their own pocket. So they didn't want symptom relief for the diseases. They wanted to prevent it and cure it so that they could cost-efficiently-wise raise animals for market. And so they were way, way, way ahead of the game. And the advantage I have, George, is I'm not any smarter than anybody else. I'm just an average farm kid from Missouri. But I do have a degree in agriculture, which I kind of learned that stuff. I also have a degree in veterinary medicine, from which I learned that stuff. Then I'm a pathologist.
You've seen it.
30,000 autopsies. Just that one project was 20,000 autopsies. Another project in China, I did 1,700 autopsies. Who gets to go to China and do 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of this heart attack that killed these young athletes? And so I learned all this stuff. And so when you start putting these things together, and I say myself, I was...
Hold on for a second, Doc. We're at the break, but let's come back and finish that right there and see if we've changed over 50 years, and we'll take final calls. Final calls just ahead with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Crash it. If you haven't been to it yet, go ahead and do that. Their webmaster always boasts that they can take it. Push it. Push it to the limit. criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance. People are there waiting there to help you right now. 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, we'll take final calls here in a second. In your career, what would be for you to be the most heart-wrenching, unbelievable story that you've come across, Doc, that you've been able to help somebody? Is there that one story?
Well, I have actually thousands of stories like that, George. Excuse me. Well, basically, the stories I like to tell are this little couple who were born Down syndrome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their mother wasn't using our products, and so they were a little boy, little girl, born Down syndrome. I danced at their wedding. I danced with her 16 years ago. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had their 16th wedding anniversary.
You danced?
With her, yeah, at the wedding.
I don't think I've ever seen you dance, Doc.
Oh, well, I'll show you next time we see each other. But anyway, her name is Wendy. His name is Ben. And they just had their 16th wedding anniversary in Texas, where they live, in Bryan College Station. And I happened to be there lecturing. They came to the lecture and came up front and told their story. And at the same time, they're celebrating their 16th wedding anniversary. Ben was retiring from the engineering department at Texas A&M, where he was the lead computer data entry guy. He was the head of the department of data entry for the Department of Engineering. This is a Down syndrome kid. Okay, then Wendy, she's still working for a line of fast food places. I don't know if you want me to tell the name of them, but
it's probably called Wendy's, right? No, I'm kidding.
No, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And she is their public relations manager for Chick-fil-A. Isn't that beautiful? Now, they've been taking the products, the 90 essential nutrients, for 20-something years. Before they were married, they were both taking it. Okay, and then they got married, they continued taking it. And they were not a burden on their families. They were not a burden on the society or their churches or taxpayers. And that's a beautiful story. I got one more here. This guy by the name of Ray McGregor, to make a long story short, some years ago, his sister calls me and say, look, my brother Ray was diagnosed 11 years before I'm calling you. For 3 years, he was given prescription drugs for Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into this coma, and for 8 years, he's been in this deep coma, had to be fed through a G-tube, he's in a coma. And now his brain waves are just about zero, and they're wanting to pull the plug. There's no cure for Alzheimer's disease on the horizon. Anything we can do for this guy? It's okay. We need to give him our products, our shake made with heavy whipping cream and three eggs three times a day. He needs our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, two of those a day, so he can take a quarter of a dose of breakfast, lunch, dinner, or bedtime, all through the G-tube. But you're going to have to do this, because they're not going to do this at the nursing home. So you're going to have to do this. And I threw in a couple of other products, like our Synaptives, or his brain cells could talk to each other and everything. And I said, just call me every couple of weeks, let me know how he's doing, see if he comes out of this coma. Well, he said, I got to move him, because they're going to pull the plug on him if I don't, find a place for him. So I said, well, just call me. So 4 days later, she calls me, and to make a long story short, she says, my brother Ray got up this morning. He only thought he was asleep for one night. He didn't realize he was in a coma for 8 years. And he shaves, gets in his three-piece suit, and goes to work at the bank. And she goes there to give him his fourth day of my protocol. And the girls at the nursing home says, he got up this morning, got dressed, went to work at the bank.
Jeez.
Perfectly normal. In just 4 days, after 8 years of being in a coma. These are the sort of things we do every month all around the world.
I love it. Back to the calls. Let's go to Rose in Philadelphia, first-time caller. Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi, George. Hi, doctor. I just have two questions.
Sure.
First one is about hair loss. I'm 69 years old, and I'm losing my hair. And other than that, I'm healthy. The only medication I take is metoprolol. I used to take 25 BID. Now I'm down to 12.5 BID. But I don't know what to do about my hair falling.
Yeah, again, well, tell me why you were prescribed metoprolol.
I had open heart surgery. I had a double bypass in 20 years ago.
Okay.
For severe CAD, coronary artery disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What do you weigh?
I weigh 152.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Okay. Do you have any history of asthma or skin problems or both?
No.
Okay. Good. All right. So you got to get rid of all the bad stuff to stop driving the problem. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no sugar. Get rid of all the bad stuff. And then at 155, I want you to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. to get blood flowing through blocked arteries and support healthy blood pressure, someone should take 3 of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then I want you to take an anti-inflammatory like our Z radical. You get it in the liquid or the powder form. Either way, I want you to take 2 doses a day. That will relieve some of the inflammation in your arteries. Excuse me. And let's see here. So we're dealing with blood pressure. We're dealing with bypass surgeries. And we're dealing with heart muscle issues. All that's being taken care of by the Sullivan program. Any other issues?
My hair loss really started in my 20s before I even had heart problems.
The odds are you have a gluten problem. The hair loss can be caused by nutritional deficiencies. Even if you're supplementing, even if you're eating right, you have to give up the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption. To grow hair, your body needs raw materials, okay? And you may not just be getting enough. This means no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens. And of course, I would, because of the hair thing, I would throw in our MSM also. Also good for the walls of the arteries. So I take 3 MSM tablets twice a day. That's 1 bottle a month because they're big bottles. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes artery walls, okay, and bone matrix and bone itself. And so, you know, you just keep in contact with us, and the odds are you'll be able to slowly wean off your medication. But you want to do that. You don't want to just cold turkey off your medication. You want to get on the program for a while, the good diet, the supplement program. And then you go into the doctor and say, hey, you know, I want you to, you know, give me an EKG and all that kind of stuff and see if I can begin to wean down off this Toprol because I'm feeling pretty good here and I'm changing my lifestyle and I'm supplementing and everything. And do it by the numbers. You know, do it based on the results of the EKG.
Ed Rose, you had another question. Go ahead.
Two things quickly. The same thing's happening to my daughter, and she's young and healthy. She's losing her hair. And then the second question, totally unrelated, is how safe do you think vitamin K is for newborn babies?
Well, vitamin K is an essential nutrient, whether you're a newborn or you're 120. It doesn't matter. Everybody needs vitamin K. Okay, and that's a common thing they inject into newborn babies so that they keep them from bleeding too much. Okay, now, does your daughter have any asthma or skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, any asthma, any diarrhea, anything like that?
No. Mm-mm. She's healthy, but she's losing her hair, too.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be a thyroid issue. So in addition to getting rid of all the other bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, she needs to get rid of cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, brussels, and kale, because they do interfere with thyroid function. And one of the things you see with low-functioning thyroid gland is hair loss. That's kind of common. And so for yourself and also for your daughter, I would throw in what we call Ocean's Gold. What does she weigh? What does your daughter weigh?
She's 160 at 5'7".
Okay, 160, okay. I'd have her take 2 bottles a month of the Ocean's Gold, so you could take 3 of those twice a day. You could do the same thing and see if that's supporting the thyroid gland doesn't support healthier hair growth.
And again, if you miss anything, give the toll-free number a call, 1-855-949-7234, or just to make it easy to remember, 1-855-949-RADIO. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Wayne in Tacoma, Washington's with us. Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, Sir George and Doc.
Hi, Wayne.
Two quick questions. One is on amino acids. I've looked all over the place for an amino acid that has all of the amino acids in it in fairly high quality and quantity. I've had trouble finding that. And also, what I've found on amino acids is they say take them 10 minutes before you eat. I want to know if that's correct. And second question is on a tree that I found that grows deep in the Himalayas called the drumstick tree. It has a leaf that's known as moringa leaf. It has 92 vitamins and nutrients and I think about 40-some antioxidants. What can you tell me about that?
Okay. Let's go back to the first question.
Amino acids.
Yeah, amino acids. And I like natural stuff for amino acids. I like egg yolks and egg whites. And it's perfect. You take in 21 days, that little chick who starts out, that little white spot on top of the yolk, in 21 days, because it has everything in that egg, it'll grow the skeletal system, all the muscles, the digestive system, the lungs, the heart, the blood vessels, the lungs, the brain, skin, feathers, everything. That little chick comes out in 21 days perfect because it's consumed all of that yolk and all that white. And so I try to eat 3 to 5 eggs twice a day. 3 to 5 with breakfast and 3 to 5 with dinner with soft yolks. And that's where I get my amino acids. I had a nice steak dinner tonight with some eggs, and I had eggs this morning for breakfast. And so that's how I get my amino acids, although there are amino acids in the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 acids, 3 fatty acids. But I also like the natural source, which is the eggs, egg white, and egg yolks. And then this tree, it would depend on where it's grown. I wouldn't guarantee, other than unless you're analyzing every batch that comes, you know, from that tree, that you have 92 essential nutrients. I know of 90, okay? And so, but the tree cannot make, I shouldn't say can't make any of them, because it might be able to make vitamin C and vitamin A and that kind of stuff, vitamins. But when it comes to minerals, the tree can't make them. And so it depends on what soil it's growing in. So in one valley, that tree might have 40 minerals in it. The next valley over might have only 22, same tree. But that tree really only itself only needs 3 minerals to make good seeds for the next generation. Everything else would just happen to be in the soil. Because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins, like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. So that's why a carrot grown in Louisiana might not have as many minerals in it as a carrot grown in Montana, or a carrot grown in Texas, or a carrot grown in Washington State, or a carrot grown in Florida. And so when people say, well, I'm eating the same way my grandmother did, and she lived to be 112, I said, well, you might die at 50, because you're not, you know, you may be eating the same recipe, but you're not getting the same nutrients for two reasons. One, again, nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate fly stream. And secondly, back in the days of your grandmother, who lived to 112, she didn't have electricity, and she's putting her wood ashes from her stove into the garden. Wood ashes aren't ashes. They're actually the minerals that the carrots and the tomatoes and the beans and the squash sucked up out of the ground.
And let's take our final text and tweet from you, Tom. What do you have for us?
And here we go from Maria in Boston. What does Doc think of people that get acupuncture? Does it work?
Acupuncture. I hear a lot of good things about it, Doc. What about you?
Well, I know all these Chinese doctors, and acupuncture goes back thousands of years ago. It is a great symptomatic relief, okay, for pain and inflammation. And it's almost like a physical therapy. You get into all the energetics of it and so forth. But you have to appreciate that when you do acupuncture, you're relieving symptoms because you don't get any nutrition off of the needles. They will give you symptom relief, pain relief, inflammation relief, and stimulate function. But you still need to take orally the 90 essential nutrients, because acupuncture won't give you the nutrients. Acupuncture is what it is. It's a great pain reliever. You're not going to get killed with an overdose of acupuncture. And good acupuncturists can be a great godsend when it comes to pain, chronic pain relief.
Doc, we've got a minute left. Probably not a lot of time for the rest of the calls that keep rolling in. What about your next travels? What's your schedule like?
Okay, well, right now, I'm in Valdosta, Georgia, not too far where you were at. I just had a meeting tonight. And, of course, I'm headed towards, tomorrow down into Florida where you were. But in the first week of next month, August, I'm going to be the lead speaker. I'm the featured speaker at the Tesla Professional Organization, not the cars, but the professional organization in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm on the cover of their August magazine, and I'm the featured article in the monthly magazine.
Good for you. Are you going to be in the October Chicago Health Show? Are you going to be out there?
I'm going to be. You're talking about up in Oregon,
No, in Chicago.
Well, I have to look at my schedule. That I don't know.
Okay. I'm up that way, so I might be seeing you that way. But, Doc, okay, thanks. You take care of yourself and say hi to pharmacist Ben Fuchs for me as well. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Barry Eaton joins us. We're going to be talking about past lives, an incredible story. And, of course, in the last hour of the show, we will take your calls here on Coast to Coast AM as well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and search for us at Coast to Coast AM Official, just like that, on YouTube.